Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were taught that when the Lord begins to work in judgment, it is a quick work. Listen closely today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Revelation chapter 19, verses 19 and 20 tells us how God quickly removes the world leader who, along with his religious leader, made all the world to fear and wonder. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. That's quick work, my friend. That was quick. And that's the way the Lord, once he begins to move in judgment, it is usually a quick work. It is a short work. It's a same day work. The beast, this world leader, is destroyed with his false prophet, and the Lord's restoration of Israel begins. Now, as the people, the leaders, and all depended on their walls and superior military in Nineveh, so too the world will have confidence in this world leader. The Bible calls the beast, or Antichrist, usually calls him the beast most often. All their confidence is in them and their city. But again, Proverbs 21:22 states, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casts down the strength and the confidence thereof. The wisest man of all, the man in Christ Jesus, will cast all their confidence down. The man Christ Jesus. He will place the leaders into the eternal lake of fire, and then he'll set up a righteous kingdom. So let's see that short and complete work in our text. First, see the ignominy. In Proverbs 18:3, when the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. Now here in the text, verse 7, and Hazab shall be led away captive. Now, Hazab is a word that has many different applications from the various commentaries that I checked out. So finding a definition from the Hebrew lexicon, I found the following definitions. A place established and firm. Well, that was Nineveh. And it will seem that it is the Antichrist in the tribulation. A second definition, the actual place of command and authority. Well, it was Nineveh for the Assyrian capital. It shall be Jerusalem by Antichrist, and after Antichrist is destroyed, and Rome. Should I say, it shall be destroyed by Antichrist, Jerusalem will. But then after that, that is after the Antichrist has destroyed Rome that he destroys Jerusalem. Psalm 82, verse 1, God states, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty and judgeth among gods. The word standeth is the same Hebrew word as Hazab. Even in the Old Testament, God and his word is the ultimate and final authority. In John chapter 12, verse 48, we find that by his spoken words of Jesus Christ will he judge. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, it lets us know that the word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the word of God. All men, past, future, they are naked and open to the sight of God, the one with whom we have to do. They'll be judged by this God, as is all. Be thankful that when you come to him and your sin is under the blood. Huzzah was not the name of God nor a queen in Nineveh. But with the context of the chapter, one can only therefore associate it with Nineveh, since she had established herself as the superpower of that day. So as we see the devastation of that day, we see the total destruction of Antichrist's kingdom in the tribulation day. It would be as if America and Puerto Rico and Haiti come in to destroy. Well, let's just say it this way. Let's just say that it was Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Haiti come in to destroy America in our day. And they can't do it. But let's just say we decide we're going to team up with Puerto Rico and we're going to go after Haiti. Well, that would probably be a short work. Well, that's the kind of work the Lord is going to do in Revelation 19 with the Antichrist, the armies of the world. The people of the world would be so surprised at how easily the beast falls. No, the word captive is defined as to strip, unveil, disclose, lead away, remove. Huzzab shall be led away captive. She shall be brought up, and her maid shall lead her as with the voice of doves tapering upon the breast. Wow. And so again, she is stripped, unveiled, disclosed, led away, and removed. It is a stark exposure in order to make one ashamed, and they do it publicly. It is a public humiliation. This is why we use the word ignominy. It means public disgrace. And again, Proverbs 18, verse 3, when the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. With public disgrace becomes reproach. The Antichrist will be publicly disgraced. That old serpent, Satan, who gave him his seat and authority, will be chained in the pit for 1,000 years. The fame, the fun, and the fancies of sin and rebellion will never equal the disgrace, the torture, and the punishment of hell. And the public humiliation, as the books are open, and every word, every deed, every intent, every thought of the heart is revealed with all the hidden things of darkness, as the Bible tells us. All who appear at the white throne judgment will go to eternal ignominy. But we not only see the ignominy at the white throne judgment. We don't only see what that will bring to mankind, but we see somewhat of the same at the judgment seat of Christ, as well as the judgment of nations. So let's look at the infamy. Our text says, she shall be brought up. Infamy means a total loss of reputation. We have seen sexual scandals, drugs, the very lies, and a host of other sordid sins that have destroyed families, churches, as well as individual lives. The white throne judgment is exposed before casting into the lake of fire. In other words, the white throne judgment, they expose everything, your thoughts, the intents of your heart. They expose everything there. Everything. The hidden things of darkness, it's exposed. The pornography that you believe that nobody knew about, it's exposed. And all these sordid sins, oh my goodness, all exposed before they're cast into the lake of fire. That hypocrite will then be exposed that all thought was so good. The judgment of nations will reveal nations and people on earth that are goats, not sheep. They are publicly identified as the goats are separated from the sheep. Oh, the infamy of eternity. But don't forget, there is also the judgment seat of Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, talking about saved people. Some will have confidence. Some will be ashamed at his appearing. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15, lets us know that some will be saved so as by fire. That is, they just didn't have anything to lay at Jesus' feet for what they did. Saved so as by fire that they just didn't get cast in that lake of fire. They didn't go to hell, but nothing to show for having any love or thankfulness to God for his salvation that they sought of him and received. In Luke 19, verses 17 through 25, he gives a parable and says, take from him that hath the one and give to him that hath the ten. Here's one that the Lord had already laid up a reward for that person, but they did not abide faithful. They did not seek the will of God. And the reward that was to go to you goes to someone else. Give them to another who was and has abundance. The last shall be first and the first shall be last, but understand that you'll count the loss. The tears are dried after the judgments are over. So yes, there's ignominy, there's infamy, and there's the insult here in verse 7. And her maid shall lead her as with the voice of doves havering upon their breast. Any gross abuse offered to others, you know, I'm trying to say this nicely, in words and actions, okay? The definition of insult, that is, somebody that offends others in either words or actions.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.